Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Clyde Wright. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Broemer moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards first. Liss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Money steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. Bossman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Fred Bean now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Briggs moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Coluccio pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broimer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Money is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for John Ellis. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.